from the 88.5 GPB Atlanta Newsroom. I'm Leah Fleming. Former gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams will decide on her political future this month, which could include a run for president. Abrams tweeted that previously she thought 2028 was the soonest as she would run for president. Well, now she says 2020 is, quote, definitely on the table. The former Georgia House Minority Leader hinted at her 2020 plans during the South by Southwest conference yesterday.
My task, no matter what my job is, my task is to make certain that a Democrat is elected not only to the White House, but that we have a Democratic majority in the Senate and a Democratic majority in Congress.
Abrams is planning a rally today at the Ivy Center in Southwest Atlanta. Her next political move could involve a bid for the White House, a U.S. Senate race against David Perdue, or a rematch with Governor Brian Kemp in 2022. Changes to public transit in Cobb County could be on the horizon. Commissioners are expected to vote on the county's transit plan today, as GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
Cobbling forward is the county's plan to expand, add, and eliminate some bus routes. If approved, CobbLink will begin offering Sunday service throughout the county. The plan also calls for the creation of a new rapid bus route, 10X. It would run in dedicated lanes on I-75 from Kennesaw to downtown Atlanta and offer direct service between KSU campuses. The forward transit plan also calls for eliminating three routes due to low ridership while offering on-demand service in Austell, Powder Springs, and southern parts of the county. The route changes would go into effect July 1st of this year. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
The Mercer University women's basketball team has secured a trip to the NCAA tournament, this after winning their second straight conference over the weekend. GPB's Grant Blankenship says the milestone came after a very close win.
Fans met the Bears at the team bus when they returned to campus. Tournament MVP Kiki Callaway carried the SoCon tournament trophy into the Bears' home arena. She scored a career-high 30 points in Mercer's 66-63 squeaker of a win over Furman University. Senior forward Allie Welch joked about the close game before thanking fans.
It was a lot of excitement, but throughout all the stress, you guys kept the energy that we needed, and we'd just like to say thank you to all of you.
The Bears will wait until 7 p.m. next Monday when the NCAA tournament brackets are revealed to find out who they play next. For GPB News, I'm Graham Blankenship in Macon.